When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Sharp Tongue Podcast. I'm your girl, Jessie Mapeluso. What's up, Maybays? Tonight is Valentine's Day night, and I'm headed to a sold-out show at La Jolla Comedy Store. I'm so excited about that. And then this weekend, I am headed to Joe Rogan's one and only Comedy Mothership to a weekend of sold-out shows in Austin, Texas. I am so excited. I'm beyond happy, and I really look forward to this weekend. I'm also going to be in a few other places around the country. Come see me live. I'm going to be in, let's see, where the heck else am I going to be? Many places. Omaha Funny Bone, the 5th and 6th of April. We also have the Wednesday before Thanksgiving in Syracuse. We've got some other dates that are going to be closing soon that I'm going to be putting on my calendar. I'm also doing Netflix as a Joke in Los Angeles, California, May 10th at the Bourbon Room in Hollywood. So make sure to come to that because I want to sell that out. Help me sell out the Bourbon Room. Netflix is a Joke Fest, May 10th, Los Angeles, California. Tell your friends, tell your husbands, tell your exes, tell all of your friends and family to come out and have a good time with me. I would truly appreciate it. And don't forget to rate the pod. 5 stars. We're headed for it. We're close. We're closing in on 1,000 five-star ratings. We've got a few hundred to go. Let's make this happen. Yes, we can. This is a Valentine's Day episode mixed with a little Dr. Peluso. We got a couple questions in there. And we talk a little bit about how to feed and what you're doing to bleed your heart and your relationships, because it is technically Valentine's Day. So I hope you guys enjoy this week's episode of the Sharp Tongue Podcast.
Sharp Tongue Podcast. Beep, 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 beep. You're listening to the Sharp Tongue Podcast. I'm your host, Jessie Mae Peluso.
It's a personal
look. Well, it's not really a look because it's a podcast. I'm already fucking this up. This is kind of like a verbal comedy diary, a deep look into the crevices of my mind. It's going to get dirty. You might cry. You probably laugh. Hopefully you'll laugh. Talk about my dog sometimes. Each week it's something different. Sometimes I have a guest host. Sometimes it's going to be a movie companion episode. Sometimes I just ramble about the bullshit I dealt with the week before. You never know what you're going to get. It's raw, uncut, and funny. It's me.
Hey there, Maybays. It is Valentine's Day, and it's a day that some people celebrate, some people loathe. It can be an opportunity for growth in your relationship. It also can be an opportunity for you to save your relationship. Sometimes people use Valentine's Day for a tactic to try and make up for cheating, for abuse, for all sorts of missteps in relationships. And it's also an opportunity for a little reflection on your relationships in general. And I had a thought when I was thinking about recording on Valentine's Day. I'm not a big celebrator of it. I don't not like it. It isn't something that I necessarily look forward to. Now, I am in a relationship, which is a shock because I have 3 dogs. And usually that is a one-way ticket to solitude. But for now, things are going great. But I had a thought when I was thinking about this episode. While I'm sitting in my red room, I have a bright red background for the holiday. My hair's probably going to pop in and out, but I thought it was fun and festive. We'll see if it's a total disaster in post. Sorry to Deb ahead of time. But I had this thought when it comes to relationships, you're either feeding them or bleeding them. And the same thing for your heart, which kind of goes hand in hand with this conversation. You're either feeding them or bleeding them. And I thought about that. Like, what does that mean? The relationship's either flourishing, you're either doing something to make it flourish, or you're doing something to make it perish. And we all play a part in that. And that's something I want to talk about in a little bit. But I am going to do some Dr. P episodes. So this is going to be like a Valentine's Day Dr. P episode. Even though the questions aren't necessarily catered towards that, it is a conversation I want to have at the end of the podcast. But before that, you know what you got to do. Rate the pod. 5 stars. That's all we're asking for. Is that too much to ask? I've already asked you 1,000 times, so that's the only mention I'm going to make of it because I'm dedicated to the cause. And we do have some pretty good reviews. I don't know if I brought my phone. Oh, I do have my phone over here. Let's read a couple of reviews and see what people have left recently on the podcast. Now, we are going to be going through a little bit of a change when it comes to Sharp Tongue. I have decided to take the podcast and do something special with it. And there's going to be more on that soon. You guys know I've evolved and pivoted and have made creative changes and adjustments. So I appreciate all of you so much. I've said it so many times, but you guys are the reason why I do this podcast. I feel like I'm your friend, and I know a lot of you have messaged me and you feel like I'm your friend. So the feeling's mutual, babe. To all the Maybays out there, you guys are so appreciated. So let's read a couple of these. Let's see how many. Oh, we have 612. We're just 388 shy. That feels wrong. That math is wrong. 398 shy. I think it's 398. No, 388. I think I'm right. Whatever the math is, I didn't flourish in math, but I'm going to flourish in reading these reviews. I think I can read okay. So let's read a couple of these. Intelligent and fun-loving. JM is the best. Get your laughs and introspect in weekly. She's a street smart, stony, hilarious queen who wants good for the world. Oh my God. I actually really love that. From Weed Educate Yourself. Thank you so much. Someone said, best pod ever. I've listened to every single episode on Sharp Tongue. The Grief Survival Guide episodes are so meaningful and helpful. Love JMP's laugh and energy. Keep up the good work. You're doing amazing things. Love you so much. See, guys, this could be you. This could be you leaving a sweet review for me. Thank you guys so much. I appreciate you. It's not all love. It's not all love. Shout out to Via Hemp Company, who are the sponsors for the podcast this week. We've got a little high love hemp here. 5 milligrams of THC plus 10 milligrams of THCV and CBD and pleasure enhancing herbs. Ooh, what are pleasure enhancing herbs? Let's see what we have in here. Aphrodisiac herbal extracts, horny goat weed. I always thought that was the stuff you got on the side of the street, the gas station. When you pull into the gas station and you're like, I have a boner, or I want a boner. That's basically what you're doing. You're like, you're driving down the highway, and the one thing that's missing from your road trip is a boner. But these guys are sponsoring us this week, and I'm technically supposed to drop this in the middle of the podcast, but since it's a love-based episode, we're going to make a concession here, and the company's going to have to make a concession too, because they sent me all of these amazing variations of their delicious product, which I did have an opportunity to try, and I do actually enjoy it. I'm pretty picky when it comes to what I put in my body, and some of you should be a little pickier. Speaking of Valentine's Day. So this says, all you need is love. This is a high love gummy, 5 milligrams of Delta 9 THC, 10 milligrams of THCV, and 10 milligrams of CBD. You're like, what are all those acronyms? Well, some help deliver others, and some deliver different feelings and different effects on your body. So make sure you go low and slow, but these are generally pretty conservative. So we've got 500 milligram total cannabinoids. Aphrodisiac herbs are the horny goat weed, Demaina, and Murapama. Those sound like places to visit near when you're going to Machu Picchu. Those sound like very fancy places. Those sound like expensive vacation destinations. I have no idea what they are, but these are vegan, non-GMO, and natural flavors. May cause intoxication. Yes, for high love. I'm here for some high love. I probably should title the episode High Love, just because I really love the title of this little, the name of this gummy. It's Strawberry Crush, which is one of my favorite strains, I have to be honest. And they sent me a bunch. They sent me Dreams. We've got some Dreams here to help you dream. It's an indica, blueberry, lemon. Got a bunch of fun stuff in here. I tried which one did I try? I tried the Flow State. You know, people in LA always talk about the Flow State. And it sounds like a state. That's probably what Denver should call itself. Denver should call itself the flow state. But a flow state is like when you get into the flow, basically, when you feel like you're in the zone. We're in the zone. We're not talking about AutoZone. Whenever I hear the word zone, I think of AutoZone commercials. This is the longest. It's technically an ad, but it's not, because I actually really like these products. And if you're somebody who's curious about CBD, curious about the effects of CBD, and curious about THC, I think these are really great products to try if you're curious. And if you're just somebody who likes to be functional, these are great products. The Flow State was awesome. The Flow State made me feel funny and goofy and silly, but also very focused, which I think is a great place to create from. So I really enjoyed that. And that's a grapefruit. But they sent me all these amazing variations. We've got Zen. We've got High Love. We've got Delta 9, Flow State. So shout out to Via Hemp. It's a really great company. And I'm looking forward to doing more with them in the future. Let's get on to what annoys me about LA. Now, there's one thing that I wanted to discuss before we get into a couple questions and then talk a little bit about relationship stuff that I wanted to talk about. Here's the thing about LA that I realized. You can't really exist here and not get into car accidents. Now, I realize people do, but those people are ghosts because I just don't think it's a real thing. You literally are on defense all day long when you're driving. It is a defensive line attack when you're out there. It doesn't matter if you're going down the street to the grocery store. Doesn't matter if you're going to be like me right after this podcast. I'm hopping in a car and I'm driving 4 hours to go to San Diego to do my show, my sold out show at the La Jolla Comedy Store. Holler if you hear me. La Jolla. I'm coming to you. Doesn't matter where you're going. People never signal. The only thing people signal for in LA is their wealth. That's all they signal in LA. They just signal their wealth. They don't signal their car, their Audi, when they're crossing 17 lanes of traffic to take the exit that's convenient for them. Not a freaking signal in this city other than luxury and their wealth. They got a Louis bag. They don't have a left-hand turning signal. It's so annoying. It drives me nuts. Like, where they got to get is more important. Oh, I got to get over here. Do you got to get over there, Mr. Audi? Because it looks like some of us are going to end up in the hospital so that you can make your exit. Where are you going? Where are you going to go? To your mistress's house? Is that worth killing everybody else on the highway? Probably not. You're a loser and you're a abuser. Probably wondering what that big gulp was. No, it's not alcohol. Stark sober. I'm on a flow state right now. Started my day with one of these freaking gummies. And as you can hear, I'm firing from all cylinders, from my heart chakra, right from my crown chakra down to my root chakra. This flow state opened up all the chakras. It's a gosh darn straight signal from the heavens to hell. Try and cut me off. Try to come at me. I'm afraid to get into the car. I'm afraid to get into the car. I have to be honest. Because I don't know what's going to happen out there. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what sort of things we're going to be up against. And I feel like we really, I don't know if anybody has a joke like this. I'm sure somebody does. But the highway should be bumperable. We need softer cars. We need the bumperable inflatable gutter covers to come up on the side of the highway so we can just make it safely. So that this guy can go see his mistress, because it's obviously more important than my life. There's something really sad that happened. Two popular cheeses might be missing from your charcuterie board because they face extinction. I didn't even know cheese could go extinct. This is a new level of the effects of global warming. And now I'm concerned. Now I'm going to start talking to those people with clipboards outside of the farmer's market. If cheese is going extinct, I'm listening. What are you talking about? Cheese can't go extinct. I will walk into the ocean if cheese dies. If cheese dies, I might as well die. If cheese die, I die. Cheeses? No more cheeses? A new scientific study warns that blue cheese varieties, Camembert and Roquefort, face possible extinction in the near future. That's due to product standardization that has caused an existential lack of genetic diversity in the bacteria strains that create these cheeses. I don't know what they just said. I guess because of the way that the product is manufactured, it has caused an issue in the bacteria balance. The microorganisms are chosen specifically by cheese companies because they create tasty, non-toxic, and conventionally colored products. I don't know about the conventionally colored. That's where I start to get a little wishy-washy. Why are we coloring it conventionally? What does that mean? That sounds like cancer. And it probably isn't. I'm too dumb to understand what it means. One of the authors of the study says producers didn't realize that they had selected a single individual and it wasn't sustainable in the long term, I guess because of the bacteria strains. Some of these strains of bacteria have been used for over a century and used to develop Brie, and which was going way back to 1898. Dang, that's a long time. But, you know, cheese, the cheese may stand alone. is what I'm hearing from this article. Researchers are working on genetically modifying bacteria via gene editing, which will allow cheesemakers to continue production as usual. Because of this, another study author says producers and consumers are just going to have to get used to cheese that is slightly different color, texture, and taste than what they are used to. Okay, so cheese, maybe the cheese won't go extinct. Why don't they lead with that? Why don't they lead with that? Tell us. Because you just freaked us out. You freaked me out. I thought that cheese was going to go extinct, and now they're like, it's just going to be a different flavor and color. It's kind of hard sometimes, though, when you're used to the way things look, and then they look different, and a different flavor. I mean, cheese is all about the flavor. Some cheese tastes like feet, and I don't trust that. I don't trust it at all. It's a little scary when you take a bite and you're like, does this belong in a sock? But I'm glad to know that maybe the cheese won't be extinct. It's just going to be different. That's what I call clickbait. I'm a little pissed off now. There's a heartthrob of the week. I don't know if this will be a new thing or if it's only going to be because this is technically Valentine's Day. If you're watching this video, it's probably the day after. Richard Wilbanks is this week's heartthrob of the week. Richard Wilbanks, 74, was walking his dog when an alligator got a hold of his puppy. This guy is a hero. He's in the water, just stumbling in the muck, grabs a baby alligator by its jaws, crawls up onto the shore, flips the dog out. The dog runs away and squeals. And Richard does all this with a cigar in his mouth. The cigar doesn't go out. The cigar doesn't fall out of his mouth. The cigar isn't even scarred. This guy casually manhandles an alligator to save a puppy. And that's why he's this week's heartthrob of the week. He might even be soulmate of the year. And I don't know how I don't know how this video started, but it looks like Richard didn't even pause to think. He went right in there and saved the frickin' dog. And I'm here for Richard's heroism. I'm here for his casual bravado. Going in and manhandling an alligator by the jaws now, given it was a baby alligator, but still. We don't need to, you know, we don't have to lessen the epic situation that it is. Because Richard's a hero. He's this week's heartthrob of the week, soulmate of the year. I'm giving it to him. That's it. He's getting soulmate of the year. He just got that title. It's a new title and it's arbitrary, but it's still fantastic. And we're happy for him. So let's do some Dr. PQs. It's been a hot minute. I'm in my living room, like I said. I can't be in my studio right now because there's constant construction going on and the noise is a little bit annoying on the recording. So I'm choking on my cranberry juice. I wanted to be in the living room this week. So let's do a couple cues here. This isn't necessarily a question. Lexi Lig says, 3 years ago, I was doing bong in a movie watching Pineapple Express and I found out I was 4 weeks pregnant the next day. Okay, so Bong in a Movie was a limited series I did. A great time. I may bring it back for a special here and there. Where I would smoke a little bit of the ganj and we'd watch a movie together. It was basically a movie companion episode for the podcast. I really should do more of those. They're so much fun. And it sounds like Lexi was smoking a little. And the next day she found out she was pregnant. And then she also probably found out that her baby was high. She says, don't worry, my son is healthy and smart AF. I just wanted to share that with you. I'm so happy that your kid is smart because I would have felt terrible if you gave birth to a dumb baby. It's difficult because you don't get to choose. And not all babies are cute. Not all babies are smart. I was one out of two of those. So congratulations to you. And I hope that your son and you have a wonderful life together. What a beautiful journey. Ruben McIndry, what's Carly Aquilino's favorite color? It's funny you ask because I just caught up with Carly yesterday. It's been a hot minute since Carly and I had spoken, and she's one of those friends where it could be years and we'll catch right back up. We just pick up where we left off, and she's doing great. Her favorite color is whatever she's feeling. She's very creative with what she wears and her outfits, and she's very artistic with how she dresses. She's an artist. I really consider her an artist. If I had to guess what her favorite color was, I'd have to say blue. I could be wrong. I'm going to text her right now and ask her what her favorite color is. I said blue. It popped right in my head. Let's see. Hey, Carly, what's your favorite color? Okay, let's send that right to her. Maybe we'll get an answer and you'll know right away, Ruben. Shermie, Blakey Sherms, 5465. What's Stamos holding out for? Afraid he might fall in love? Yes, a Stamos episode is going to happen. It is going to be a part of the pivoting and creative shift that Sharp Tongue is going to be undergoing in a few months. So hang tight for the Stamos episode. It's also going to be promoting his book. He went on a big book press tour. So this will be a little bit behind that for him, but I'm sure he'll still enjoy talking about his book. Let's see what other questions we have here. What Tatum Temple, what is your biggest fear? My biggest fear already came to fruition. My biggest fear was losing my parents. And that's already happened. And so I think as human beings, we naturally have fear. It's obviously a survival mechanism. But I also think because we're not doing the things we need to do and the things we used to do more so than the things we need to do, as far as like the survival tactics and the survival tools we would make and just being out in the wilderness, I think we're naturally, our fears have shifted because the way we exist has shifted. So instead of being afraid of a saber-toothed tiger, now we're afraid of a high meth head behind a trash can. That's basically the new saber-toothed tiger, depending on where you live. That's all relative, obviously. But my biggest fear is probably something really irrational. My body being possessed by a demon. I watch too many movies. But you have to rebuke that. You can't, that's all about energy. And energetically, a lot of us can be possessed by different things and different energies. So you got to cleanse it. You got to cleanse your channels. You got to take some flow state from Via Hemp Company and cleanse your chakras. From the root to the boot. From your crown to the root, cleanse all the chakras, because no demon is posting up inside of me. I don't care if it's Valentine's Day or not. Hell no, Satan, not today. This episode of the Sharp Tongue Podcast, you already know, is brought to you by Via Hemp Company. And I have talked about it throughout the entire episode, but I wanted to just tell you officially what's going on. Now, first of all, their products have an amazing flavor. I've tried it myself. I've tried a few different of their products, and I really enjoy it. They're made with vegan and organic ingredients for you girls who love that. And it's the only lifestyle hemp brand. They use compounds found in hemp along with active plant extracts to create products with a specific effect in mind. For sleep, for feeling a little saucy, for feeling like you want to be right in the zone. Whether you want to get better sleep, ease your anxiety, enhance your mood, or just get high. They have something for you. I enjoy it. The flow state is something that I really enjoy. I think is my favorite product. They also have zero THC products. So if THC isn't for you, you can take advantage of their CBD line with great products designed for sleep, focus, and energy. You got to try it out. I can't tell you enough about this product. I love it so much. And let the gummies work their magic. If you're 21 plus, check out the link to Via in our description and use the code SHARP to receive 15% off and a free sample. Take your passion and pleasure to a whole new level with High Love from Via Hemp. I highly suggest High Love. It's Valentine's Day. You owe it to yourself and to your loved one, but mainly to yourself. Give yourself a little High Love today. So check out the link to Via in my description and use code SHARP, S-H-A-R-P, to receive 15% off and a free sample. Woohoo! Let's do a couple more questions here. Captain Ashtray, do you have recommendations for beginner meditation, either people or apps that you've found? Yes. First and foremost, when you start meditation, I highly recommend anyone to try it. I meditated every day after my mom died, and it truly helped ground me. It helped me so much. It helped me feel and have time to feel, and it helped me learn how to process my stress. It helped me really maintain a level of calm throughout the day. And it was the one thing that I think expanded my mind in a new direction, and it allowed me to access a certain level of calm throughout the day that I otherwise wouldn't have been able to access had I not started to meditate. So I think meditation is one of the most important things, and it's something that everyone should start. And here's the other thing about meditation. It doesn't have to be an hour a day. It doesn't have to be you levitating and you feeling like you've connected and you're one with the universe. It's more about you learning to find where your level of calm is. And it's more about you learning how to regulate your breath through stressful situations. For me, at least, you know, it's going to be different for everybody, but I think it's a practice, and it's not something to be perfected. It's just something to get better at every day. And it's something to really settle into. So when you start to meditate, for me, I use Insight Timer. It's my favorite app. When you start to meditate, start with 5 minutes. 5 minutes is easy. 5 minutes is manageable. I think a lot of people overwhelm themselves. Like, I've got to meditate an hour a day. And, oh, do you do transcendental meditation? Yeah, TM, is that your thing? Oh, yeah, I do TM. We don't need the fancy titles. We don't need an excessive amount of meditation. We only need a little bit to start and see how that feels. And it's not about complete silence. It's not about, again, conversation with God. It's not any of that. It is about opening yourself up and learning where those areas of distraction are coming in, like what those areas of distraction sound like. And it's about sort of the best description that I came across, and I don't know if I said it or if I heard it, but when you're meditating, these thoughts come in, and a lot of them are intrusive. Some of them are important. Some of them are arbitrary, but they're thoughts nonetheless, and they're very random. And the way I sort of meditate is when those thoughts come in, I bat at them like they're balloons. I just kind of swat them away a little bit. I just kind of poke them and get them the fuck out of my center. And you kind of, and center is a good word. You're going to want to like learn how to come back to your center, and you're going to learn what your center is for you. But try Insight Timer. Try 5 minutes a day. Try to see what it feels like. Don't force anything. And afterwards is a great time to journal. Afterwards is an amazing time to journal and get all your thoughts down. And then you can sort of see where you're focusing your thoughts, where your thoughts are coming up the most and what thoughts are coming up the most. And you can start to see a pattern for yourself and learn what you're obsessing over and learn what you're worried about and learn what your subconscious mind, if you will, is focused and obsessed about. But I recommend it for everybody. I don't think it's woo-woo. I think it is a practice that everyone should try and be as disciplined with as you can. And good luck on your journey, Captain Ashtray. Let's do one more question, and then we're going to get into a little bit of bleeding and feeding your relationship in your heart. Manuel Quintero. I think I'd love at first sight. How can I heal? Ooh, love at first sight. You know how you can heal? By taking a little bit of high love from Via Hemp Company. This will help you feel in love with yourself, which is the most important thing for you to focus on. Love at first sight, I don't believe in necessarily. I believe in connection at first sight. I don't know if that's love or not, because sometimes that sort of emotion and physicality and energy fades and you realize, oh, that was a crazy person. Love at first sight often ends up in restraining orders for many of us. I am not speaking personally whatsoever, but it is something that I think has been more so kind of exploited in movies and cinema and pop culture. I think it's something that a lot of people use as a tactic for whatever, selling products or for the storyline of a movie, whatever it is. But I do think that there are ways you can meet someone and have an instant connection. Is that connection healthy all the time? No, of course not. There's no way for you to know a person right away. But then again, people kind of have this decoding system that we have for survival, and women especially. We know a certain amount of information when we meet you. We understand a certain bit you know, a little bit about you when we meet you based off of your body language, your posture, the way your eyes are, what you're focusing on, your breathing and how you're holding yourself, all of that. So I think love at first sight, you have to be very careful with. And the best way for you to heal, besides taking a little bit of Via Hemp Company's gummies and sitting down and journaling, I think you focus on yourself. You learn to fall in love with yourself. You nourish that relationship with yourself. You do things for you. You go out and discover a new skill, learn something new. You focus on you. The only person who's going to love you is you, and no one's going to love you more than you're going to love yourself. And that's worth nourishing before anything else. Oh, that's not Carly. I thought it was going to be Carly. I got excited. That's not. I thought she was telling us her color. Gosh darn it. Let's see. Maybe she did because I have the do not disturb on. Let's see what did Carly say anything? Of course, now my phone wants to fucking malfunction when I, Carly said her favorite color. Are we ready? Who asked this? It was Ruben McIndry. Her favorite color is green. I was so close, but she said she thinks green. Green and blue are pretty much the same. Green and blue are pretty much the same. It's basically the same. But for Manuel Quintero, you got to love yourself. And as cheesy as that sounds, maybe as cliche as that sounds, it's the most important relationship you're ever going to have. It's the longest relationship you're going to have. And that's worth nourishing. And it brings me into what I wanted to talk about a little bit today before I leave you to go do whatever you're going to do tonight. If it's not to come see me tonight, well, you can't because the tickets are sold out. So however you're going to spend your Valentine's Day, it's all about, for me, what is feeding me or bleeding me out? Am I bleeding out or am I being nourished? Am I being, am I in a state of growth or am I in a state of regression? And what am I doing to contribute to those things? And here's the truth of the matter for myself. When I start neglecting myself, everything else around me is going to be neglected. My relationships, my plants, my dogs, whatever it is. You have to find that balance. You have to find a balance. And in your relationship, it can be difficult to balance it out, but as long as you have somewhat of a good communication and you both are coming at it with the same amount of respect and you both are aligned with what you want out of the relationship, all of that considered is so much to basically figure out. It's not an easy thing to figure out what you want out of a relationship. Not everybody knows what they want. And that's the first thing you have to ask yourself before you get into a relationship. What do you want out of it? But before you even get in a relationship, you have to work on what you do to feed or bleed yourself. Are you engaging in enough self-care activities? Self-care is so important. I know that it sounds like some sort of thing that is an Instagram post, but self-care is real. And it doesn't have to be like these girls who throw 45 different bags of herbs into their bath and then they have a towel and a candle and worn peace and the bottle of wine, which I do respect the bottle of wine, but you know, these tub videos that people are doing and everything is in the tub and it's like supposed to look like self-care, hashtag self-care Sunday. Sure. That's one, but there's other things. It's not all about comfort. Self-care is not all about comfort. Sometimes you have to destroy yourself in order to heal yourself. Sometimes you have to put yourself in an uncomfortable situation in order to get the most out of it. And in fact, too much comfort, we know what that does. It breeds contempt. And you can be in contempt of court and you can have contempt for yourself. You can start to have self-loathing and feeling like you're not doing enough and feeling insecure because you're not doing what you need to do to make yourself feel good. So self-care is very, very important. And knowing what the behaviors you act out that are inhibiting you from having a better relationship. For me, I was thinking about like, what's the worst thing about relationships? Besides no communication, besides the complacency thing, besides the bickering, you know what the most important thing I think when it comes down to feeding a relationship? Having fun. People literally get so caught up in their day-to-day, their tasks, they're task-oriented and they're multitasking and they have a to-do list and you forget to have fun. The most important thing for yourself, for your relationship, to feed yourself, to feed your relationship is fun and adventure. It's as simple as that. You know, I usually have like 4 or 5 ideas of what, whatever the theme is and my ideas of how to make it better. But I really think we need to have more fun. We need to go out and do things we haven't done. We have to discover places. And it could be food. It should be food. The way to, you know, we're talking about feeding and bleeding. Let's talk about eating and feeding. Let's talk about eating food and rubbing my feet. Those are my two favorite things, whether I'm giving or receiving. How about, you know, rub and tug? Forget about a rub and tug. How about a rub and dunk in some sauce? How about a foot rub in some sauce? I'm all about the sauce. You know, so that's one of the most important things to feed for yourself, for your relationship, and for a fuller life is to have more fun, more adventure. Yes, space is important in a relationship. Yes, having space for yourself is important in your own personal relationship with yourself. And listening. We talk too damn much. And I realize this is ridiculous because I have a podcast. I'm telling you to listen. Well, you are listening. But for me, I need to listen more as well. And you guys need to listen more. And it's not just about listening to the person you're in a relationship with. It's about sitting in silence and listening for yourself. You get a lot of answers in the silence. And I think that's why a lot of people are afraid of it. That's another way to feed your relationship with yourself, is to get a little bit more silence and listen. And you're probably like, what? Listen to what? I don't hear anything. You will. You eventually will. And that's also why meditation is so important. There's so many answers in that silence for you. And that's one of the most important ways to feed yourself and feed your soul. So sort of sit and listen in that silence and get some answers. The answer might get is that you've been a crazy bitch. You might get that answer like, damn, I got that answer recently. Like, wow, I've been a crazy bitch. I've been under a lot of stress. I've been doing too much per usual, but things are starting to coalesce. Things are starting to come together, which I'm very encouraged and motivated by. And I'm dropping and letting go of some more things to make some more space. And I think that listening and finding those answers is one of the most important things we can do for ourselves. And you got to listen to yourself. And I think once you start to listen to yourself, you'll be able to listen to other people in your life a little bit more. We talk too damn much. When you go and you want to say something, just shut your mouth. Shut your mouth. Listen. Listen to what the other person is saying. You might get an answer for yourself. I guarantee you will. And for those of you who don't have any Valentine's Day plans, before I let you go, I found something called cuddlecomfort.com. Now, this is not a sponsor of the podcast. And if you guys want a little help with your sleep, check out Via Hemp Company's Dreams Gummies. Blueberry Lemon Indica, 30 milligram full spectrum CBD with 10 milligram THC and 50 milligram CBM. Chill out and unwind like the legend you are. This blend of full spectrum CBD with elevated levels of THC is combined with CBM, a rare cannabinoid found in hemp that has relaxation and sleep properties. I will be popping one of these tonight and on my flight headed to Texas for a weekend of sold out shows at Joe Rogan's Comedy Mothership Comedy Club. I'm so excited. It's my first time playing the club. Tonight is sold out at the Comedy Store in La Jolla, and my weekend is sold out in Texas with the Comedy Mothership. I can't be more excited. I will be traveling with my Via Hemp Company gummies for sure. These are going to be my emotional support pet on the plane. But speaking of emotional support pet, cuddlecomfort.com. I don't know how I discovered this. Become a professional cuddler. Are you a caring, kind, and understanding person who loves to cuddle? This is a website for people to not only become a professional cuddler, but to book somebody to go cuddle with. Now, this is the most awkward thing I have ever found on the internet. That's like borderline concerning. So let's go to the homepage here. We'll find you a cuddle buddy. We'll find you a cuddle buddy so you can start a friendship based on cuddling without any expectations of something more. I'm sorry, I've never started a relationship based on cuddling because I'm not weird. This is strange. And am I being judgy? Am I missing something? Like, is this a new wave of therapy? This can't be safe. There's no woman who's really going to be like, you know what? I want a cuddle buddy. No, you don't. You want a husband. Stop lying. How it works. You sign up for free. You search for the nearest cuddle buddy. You message them without having to explain. They get it. You meet up and cuddle without progressing to more. Give me a break. You mean to tell me all these cuddle buddies and none of them have done a little cuddle and fuddle? I don't buy it. Facts, what is cuddle comfort? Cuddle comfort is a community of people that love to cuddle. We help you create friendships based on cuddling, which has never happened in history. I'm 41 years old. I'm an affectionate Sicilian. Never once have I started a relationship, I'm sorry, a friendship on cuddling. I've started a bunch of relationships that way. Just kidding. That was a stupid joke. Based on cuddling that are pressure-free with no expectation of something more. How does it work? You guys, you curious? I already told you how it works. You go on the main menu. They show you cuddlers in your nearest location. I mean, it's like friend finder for the loneliest people on the planet. And I know there's a lot of lonely people out there, but I don't think this is the answer. Visit a profile that takes your interest, send a message, and meet up to cuddle. Is it really free? Yes, our platform is completely free with no barriers or paywalls. This is free? Our mission is for people like you to get a cuddle whenever you want one at no cost. Well, I love free stuff, but this is where I draw the line for free shit. We also have members that prefer convenience of paying for a professional cuddler. Yeah, because, you know, I don't want it to be weird. I'm going to pay because I don't want this to be weird. They have pro cuddlers. There's 400,000 members. This is why community is so important. Maybe a cuddle community is cool. I don't know. It sounds like a cult. It sounds like a cult. We're more than just a platform. We're a community too. Our members look out for each other by proactively using or our reporting functions. So you mean to tell me that as a cuddler, if you're cuddling and somebody touches you, isn't that what cuddling is the precursor to? Unless it's, you know, you're cuddling with like your family, but anybody else, we're going to cuddle and fuddle. That's the direction. This is a one-way street, sister. Let's read some of these reviews. I've had a couple of successful stories from this site. Both my snuggle buddies were awesome and lasted for months. Ha. Huh. Well, what happened after the months were up? Why do you not cuddle anymore? What happens? Like you get sick of cuddling and then you're like, look, it's not you, it's me. I've moved on to butt stuff. Like what's beyond cuddling? There's a lot of people out there who are in a place that they don't feel comfortable to be in a committed relationship, but they too need to feel close to another person. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe sign up for softball? Cuddling just, it feels weird. I searched for cuddle buddies on a lark and found this site. I had no idea this place existed. It's truly wonderful, and I'm getting my first cuddle tomorrow. I need a follow-up from this person to see if they stuck around. I'm glad this place exists. I really crave hugs and cuddles, but when you're single, it's so hard to come by. No, it's not. Talk to your friends. Hang out with your friends. Get a dog. Have these people not visited a pound in some time? Do they not know that there's rescue dogs? I wouldn't even mind if you got a parakeet and snuggled it. You probably suffocate it, but this blows my mind. I have a girlfriend back home, so I'm not interested in sex, which is something other websites tend to push. So this site seems perfect for me. Oh my God. And he signed his name Bo. You know that's not his real name. I'm sorry, Bo. What did you say? If my man was on a cuddle site, Valentine's Day breakup, we're done. I'm sorry, you're on a cuddle site? What are you talking about? Just because I'm in another state and we're long distance, you can't wait? This is how desperate you are for attention and affection? I'm being judgy AF, but this rings weird. I think it's okay to say that. Cut to me on the cuddle site next week. I'm newly single and I don't want a rebound relationship. This site is kind of the one thing I really need right now. I don't know, man. For me, and maybe these people are able to be in a physical space with someone that's very intimate and not know them. Not me. There's no part of me that's doing that. Not once, not twice, three times, not a cuddle snuggle buddy. You're not going to get a snuggle buddy out of me. No siree, Bob, because it's something I do with my significant other, not just some random. But you can become a professional cuddler. You can become a professional cuddler, guys. You just go to cuddlecomfort.com. There are pros. You can become a pro. You can sign up for it. And I found out that you can become a cuddler. Cuddle therapy is a situation. You can book a cuddle therapy. You can book a pro. A pro cuddler. Yeah, I got about 4,000 cuddles under my belt. Hey, you know. Can you imagine the pro cuddler talking to the to the newbie. So what should I do? Well, I've been around the block, buddy. I've been cuddling since 69. And usually my cuddling leads to 69, and they pay in cash, and they don't mention it on the site. That's one of the little tricks, buddy. Stick around. I'll toss you some more. Well, that's for all the people out on the podcast that might be a little lonely. No judgment. You want cuddle? Go get cuddlecomfort.com. You want a little insight? Get some flow state from Via Hemp Company. Okay, if you want to cuddle, forget the cuddling. Just take some high love from Via Hemp and cuddle your dog. Cuddle a pillow. One company sent me a boyfriend pillow. I cuddled that thing for 4 years as a single girl. I was fine. There are other ways to do it. And don't forget, guys, learn how to feed yourself and learn what's bleeding you. You owe it to yourself to have a full, beautiful life, and you can have that. You truly can. It is available for you. It is out there. It's available for you. And it's a matter of just following the patterns and learning where you thrive and learning where you're struggling to survive and figuring out what is nourishing you and what is perishing the situation. It's such a beautiful existence. You owe it to yourself to be able to really love yourself before you love someone else. It's that simple, you guys. It's that freaking simple. Meditate on it. Let me know what you come back with. And thank you guys so much for listening. Happy Valentine's Day. I love you.